This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I didn't want to say this, but I will now. Many people said the show was smoother and better last week without you than when you're on the show.
If by smoother you meant more boring, then yeah, I would agree with that. Easier for people to go back to sleep than yes.
Okay. You and your human crutch. When's Dave coming back? Dave, can you please come back? I need you. I can't do the show without you. And when it becomes the Rick DiPietro show, oh, I can't wait.
On ESPN, 98.7.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I am hot.
On 98.7 ESPN.
It is the big 6 o'clock hour. DPHR Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. RJ, I turn to you for a moment, then we'll get into the Jets and Debo Samuel. Did you look at last week's show one time and think to yourself, boy, this is dragging and this is just boring radio?
No, I didn't think that.
Mm-hmm. So when he says that, did you take exception to that?
Yeah, I didn't think you dragged. I thought you were excellent.
Mm-hmm. Thought I was excellent.
So this is what we're doing now, RJ? And just because we're afraid we'll lose him for the rest of the show?
He doesn't play me like that.
No, he does.
No, he doesn't.
And you force people to because we know what's going to happen. I mean,
RJ,
it took 9 minutes.
Tell the truth. If you think I sucked, let me know. I have such energy today. Today's the day because I'm excited no matter what. It's draft day. If you think I suck, tell the world right now.
No, I don't think that.
He thinks I was great. You can't handle it.
No, he doesn't think you were
great. He thinks I was great, and you can't handle it. It pains you. If we had more time right now, I would just go crazy on you, but we don't.
Here's what I can't handle, and this is what did, and I'm going to be honest here. I'm going to pull back the curtain. I'm going to expose my heart a little bit. Here's what bothers me about the situation, is that I, and this is the God's honest truth, can't imagine doing a radio show with anyone but you ever again.
But you have.
No, but I can't imagine. No, for a couple shows here and there, I'm saying just in general.
You came up through the ranks with Alan Hahn. Then you had Candy.
Oh, my
God.
I'm saying now.
Moving forward?
Moving forward. I can't imagine doing a show with anyone but you, and I know you don't feel the same.
Oh, that's not true.
I think you like being by yourself.
No, see, that's not true. Firstly, I have a Saturday to expand my wings and do whatever it is that I want to do. And there's no way you feel jealous on Saturday. That's my own show, and you don't want to be working that sixth day.
Now, well, no, and I enjoy listening to Ty sabotage it.
Whatever. I truly don't care even a little bit. So is it nice every once in a while to have some room? Sure. But overall, do I enjoy the show more with you than I do on my own? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So is that what you need from me? You need some more room? I'll give you all the room you need.
No, I don't need more room. I'm just saying, and I didn't like that you were sick either. I felt awful about that. But was it in some ways nice to have, hey, take a minute and kind of roam? Yeah, it was nice. But at the end, once I was roaming, I was looking up at the big blue sky thinking to myself, no, I want to go back and I want to be with you. That's all I wanted.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I like that, though. This is like, it's like we needed, for some reason, like a trial separation. You needed to go, you know, sow your oats somewhere else and then come back to me?
No. You're very sensitive.
But what happens if, while I'm gone, all of a sudden you come back and now you're stubby clap and now we have all sorts of issues?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to be stubby clap. I promise you. All right, let's get to your Jets. So, I sent you guys a text yesterday, the group text, and I'm not one of these... I just start the group text and I have some stupid thing, right? I think I'm pretty good about it.
That feels like you're talking about somebody.
Listen, you take it however you'd like.
I wonder who you're talking about.
Was that a shot at John Winthrop? Is that what that was?
No. The fact that you guys think that is really troublesome. No. All I'm saying is I'm not that guy that thinks that it's necessary to just randomly throw out group text chats. And if there's something worthwhile... then I throw it out. And Jeremy Fowler had this report that he thinks the Jets, your Jets, if traded, would be the front runner to land Debo Samuel.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you want it to happen?
Do I want it to happen?
Do you want Debo?
Like I told you before when you first asked me this question, and I'll tell you again. So I'm going to give up the 10th overall pick and maybe a little bit more, right? 10th and call it what, a third? To get
Fine.
Debo Samuel, and then I'm going to have to pay him $25 million a year?
Yeah, 25, something in that range.
Okay, I'm going to need to know, because as far as I've heard, and RJ, you're the Niners fan, you correct me if I'm wrong, with how important he is to their offense, like he doesn't even want to engage them right now. He hasn't gone to them and said, okay, let's talk about a contract, let's talk about money. So it's not about money, apparently. Am I wrong?
No, you're correct. You're correct. That's the most troubling part about it.
Okay, are you worried, RJ? You're the Niners fan. Are you worried that he's not going to play for the Niners anymore?
I'm not worried. I don't think they'll trade him today. I am a little worried about what could happen between now and July. I think if he's still on the team in July, he'll play for them and he'll get paid. I'm a little concerned about what happens, not so much tonight, but after tonight and from now until training camp.
So until you make it through this draft weekend, you're going to be a little bit on edge with your star wide receiver?
Yeah, I think they get through the draft. But what'll be interesting is, not just him, all the guys that hold out now, it's like a hold in because they go to camp, or they go to OTAs and things like that. Anything mandatory because nobody wants to be fined, because part of the new CBA, the teams can't just wipe away those fines anymore. So he'll be there, but it'll just be a disaster from a chemistry building standpoint.
Here's what Jeremy Fowler said that I sent to the guys. League sources believe the Jets are the front runners to trade for Deebo Samuel.
Don tried to hold in once in Calgary. Unsuccessful.
You're never going to beat Mother Nature, I'll tell you that.
Mother Nature and Father Time, undefeated.
Yeah, undefeated. So the Jets have made it perfectly clear. They want a stud wide receiver, and they want a proven stud wide receiver.
Correct. Again, I go back to it. I understood the Tyreek Hill thing. It sounded like when Joe Douglas was on with Kay, he was disappointed. He thought they had a real chance. I don't think that was really ever the case if Miami was going to be involved. But now we're at this point. Deebo Samuel, 26 years old. We saw how dynamic he can be. I would need to know, A, can we use him? Like, is Mike LaFleur, I know they showed you the blueprint, but is Mike LaFleur going to be capable of using Deebo Samuel as effectively as Kyle Shanahan was? Because I know there's people that they get, okay, this is the system that Kyle Shanahan runs, but there's only one Kyle Shanahan, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, can he do it? And is Deebo Samuel going to be willing to do it? Or is this one of those?
Therein lie the questions. Because I'll tell you what, if he's not willing
Dave, why would you leave? Okay, but why would you leave? Like, if money's not the issue.
I don't understand. If you're going to get paid, and I'm not trying to be mean to you or the Jets fans or anybody, why you would leave a team that just went to the NFC Championship game and had the lead in the fourth quarter for the Jets is beyond me, if you're going to get paid by San Francisco.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point. Like, I mean, they know how to use you. You're having a ton of success. You just got paid. I mean, your team is right there, depending on how good Trey Lance is. Like, if you wanted to tell me, hey, like, if Deebo Samuel was just like, listen, I would like to go to a team that has a more established veteran quarterback. Like, I could get that. Like, I don't know what, I mean, Trey Lance could be good. We don't know yet.
Yeah, that
so
would
I could
make
get
sense.
That, but that's not the Jets.
No, the Jets are just the opposite of that. It's as unproven as you have within your own franchise right now.
And way further away from winning.
I mean, realistically, even the most optimistic Jets fan in the world, do they have any chance to go to the postseason this year?
No.
No.
Absolutely
and you think
not.
There's a pretty good chance the Niners go to the postseason, right?
Yes.
Okay. So right there. I mean, you're talking about a team that's going to be competitive and a team that might not be. Like, what's the Jets over under? 5.5 wins?
It's not a lot, yeah.
So you're going to go to a team that's going to go 6-11? I mean, you're great, and I think you'll continue to be great, and you'll be great in any system, especially if you're willing to be that Swiss Army knife of running back, receiver, everything. But you're not going to be playing meaningful games in September. I mean, in December, that's for sure.
No, and I think all people, I mean, the reason why people are connecting the dots is because of what happened with Tyreek Hill, and now, I mean, you look at what the Jets have. I mean, obviously, we're not talking about the fourth pick, but here, I mean, the 10th pick, right? Now, all of a sudden, you have the 10th overall pick if you're San Francisco. I mean, there's going to be, you know, a couple really good wide receivers, and I'm sure Kyle Shanahan has in his mind, he's so good at what he does that, you know, he can find someone and you know, scheme it up to get the best out of that player, but I don't know, man. I have concerns about why Deebo Samuel, if it's not about the money, would want to leave San Francisco.
I think that's a fair concern. Here is Jeremy Fowler, who was on KJM yesterday, was asked the question, would the Jets give up 10 for Deebo?
They don't want to give up the 10th pick. It's more about what it would take. It's going to be a baseline of a first-round pick, it sounds like, for San Francisco to even consider it. because of the situation. You got a guy who's 3 years into his deal, 3 years into the league. You know, I talked to somebody with the 49ers last night. I said, look, we couldn't break the huddle last year without Deebo Samuel. Like, he really held us together. That's a guy they have a high value on. And so Tyreek wanted out. And he's 28 years old. You know, like, the Jets were offering a package. It didn't have a first-round pick, but it had a lot to it. It had multiple twos. Like, the value was such that the Chiefs actually wanted to do that deal with the Jets above the Dolphins.
Like, the Niners, listen, the Niners don't pick until 61st, until 61.
That's their first pick of the draft.
That's their first pick.
The Trey Lance, right?
They have two threes in day two.
That's the entire draft?
Well, no, they got day three picks, too.
Okay. So they.
But I'm just talking about date. I mean,
so they don't go. They don't go at all tonight.
Nope.
They have 1-2 and two threes.
Two threes, and they have 1-4, 1-5, three sixes, and a seventh.
Right, but they're not involved tonight. Listen, nope. For the life of me, I don't know. I would think like you draft him, you hit a home run, you groom him. He's playing phenomenal football. He's a difference maker. You could make the argument that's part of the reason you wound up going to the NFC Championship game, and a large part.
By the way, it looks like, you know, once you move off Jimmy Garoppolo, oh yeah, by the way, we have the luxury of having a quarterback on a rookie deal. So if you're going to spend the money, you're talking about the best offensive weapon on your team. Now would be the time to spend it, right?
Correct. And I don't think you look at Deebo Samuel and say to yourself, boy, this is a guy that's going to be Jerry Rice and playing here till he's 39 years old, right? I mean, one big deal might be that's it, the way he plays football.
And I think that's part of his mindset, though, is that, you know, how much, if I continue to play the way or be used the way that I'm being used, how long do I have?
Probably not long. This might be the only deal he gets.
So I can understand as a former player to try to get, you know, you obviously want to get the most out of your career, and you feel like, you know, if you're being used this way, that it's going to, you know, affect your ability to do that. I get it.
And I think it does. Think about it. Running backs don't last long.
No. No. I mean, you're touching the ball. I mean, you're getting hit as much as Deebo Samuel gets hit. I mean, he's not. And let's face it. I mean, he gets the ball in his hands. It's not like he's the most. I mean, he's a big, strong, physical guy.
Oh, he wants to run through you is what he wants.
Yeah, like he takes a beating.
And every single play he runs like he's Earl Campbell. Right? There are no days off, no downs off. Here is Rich Cimini on the K Show yesterday saying Jets are interested, but he's not overly optimistic it gets done.
The clock is ticking. You know, this is not an easy trade to do because you'd certainly want to sign him to a long-term contract before making that trade. You know, you would think they'd want to do this before the draft. So it's every minute that goes by, there's less chance of it happening. But I do think the Jets, in fact, I know the Jets are still interested.
So they would like him. But
you know what's amazing, though? Let me say something here that I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. Because we're at a point here with the player empowerment and everything else. It's not even like, okay, I want to be traded, and then I'm kind of at the mercy of where the team wants to trade me. It's almost like players are unhappy, you know, will scrub my social media, I want to get traded, and then they end up exactly where they want to go.
Works out like that more times than not, doesn't it?
Well, it's amazing. Like Devontae Adams, I want out. Okay, yeah, we'll send you to... Yeah, here's
where's the perfect place that you'd like to go with your best buddy? Raiders? There you go.
Done. Tyreek Hill, you want... deal's better from the Jets? No, we won't take that. You go to Miami. Be happy.
We care about you. That's what we want. We ultimately want you to be happy.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell me the truth. Were you saying negative things to Santiago about me during the commercial break?
No.
You swear on your life you didn't say, like, Dave's not doing a great job, Dave's mailing it in, Dave is anything negative.
No, that was an independent thought that he had.
Well, let me ask you before I attack him. Do you think I'm not performing well today?
I don't think you're at your best. No.
What? I don't understand. What is it you animals are looking for?
I'm just telling you how I feel. I mean, I can't explain it. I think there's a better version of you.
We have come to expect perfection from you, Dave.
I told you earlier in the show, no one is ever perfect at anything.
Well, apparently last week for the 4 days that I was out, you were perfect. It was a great show.
I didn't say perfect. I think very high level. I was excellent. I wouldn't say perfect.
Well, so why not now when I'm here? Like, why not?
I think I'm doing a good job.
You're using me as a human crutch is what you're doing.
I'm using you. That's my term. I coined that term an hour ago, and now you're stealing it. You're like Dillinger. You'll take anything from anybody. You're the Jesse James of sports talk radio.
I'm carrying you right now. Like I'm single-handedly carrying you on my back right now.
Please. You carry me.
I'm like your radio rickshaw is what I am.
Please. You are embarrassing yourself.
That's a nice one. Admit you like that. Admit you like that.
On 99.88 ESPN FM. FM. Is that what you are?
Why don't we take a... On ESPN.
98.8. Good old 98.8.
My God.
You got it locked in. 98.8, baby.
I don't know how I get up from that. I don't.
I don't think you do.
The open was pretty solid, though. Let's not lie.
The open was nice. But you know what? Where do you crutch yourself during the open? What's funny? Rothenberg. how many drops did I get in the open?
A majority of the drops.
Yeah, a majority. And why is that?
Like that kind of party?
Because you're funny. But, I mean, again, it goes back to my original point about last week. Are you less funny by yourself?
Rickshaw is what I am.
Are you less funny by yourself? Yes.
I would agree.
You with me, now all of a sudden, this is a whole different level.
I would agree. Yep.
I would say when we do the show together, you're the funniest one on the show.
I don't know if that's true. I think you have a good brand of comedy. I think we play well off each other. But I have Santiago saying, you're mailing it in and you're doing a terrible job. And then I lean on you and say, is that true? And you're like, well, yeah, probably. I don't need to be here. I could call out.
No, but we don't want you to call out. See, don't do this. This is why we have to consistently tell you that you're great, because this is what
you didn't need
do.
To say anything. Not a word. I was rolling along. I'm having a great day. I love draft day. I'm as happy as anybody could be. We got big news at 6:35. We got Renan at 7:15. We got Nobservations. We had Did It Happen in Florida. We have our mock draft, which I will get to at some point. And you're mailing it in. I've never mailed it in. How dare you say that?
I'm like a lion.
Like a lion. You attack me, I'm going to roar. Right in your face.
You won't roar in anyone's face. You roar behind their back.
No, right in their
coward.
Face.
You're like the lion from The Wizard of Oz.
There is
coward.
No cowardly lion. You know what?
All right, 6:35. We'll see. We'll see at 6:35.
What does that
mean? Special guest.
What does that mean? What are you looking for? What? Yeah. Spell it out for me.
This
what are you looking
guest
for?
Will come right at you. He or she are going to come right at you. Because I don't think this guest cares for you much.
Well, you know what? Maybe I don't like this person either.
No, don't. See, now, I don't know why you had to do that.
What do you mean?
There's some updates I want to get with this special guest. There's some things I need to know.
Oh, is that true? Is that
right? You don't need to know? You're not interested to know?
Well, I don't know. I'm just mailing it in. All I'm doing is looking at the clock, counting down the minutes till I'm done today, apparently.
Nah, you jerk. Let me ask you a serious question here, though.
Yeah.
So, Giants at 5. Let's just say they address the offensive line at 5.
Okay.
Okay, what happens if my sneaky little Jets all of a sudden now move up to 6 and take your precious little edge pass rusher? What are you doing at 7 now?
Who, you take Jermaine Johnson at 6?
I take double J right there.
Well,
J and J.
I think firstly I'm inquiring, is there anyone that would like 7? Is there anyone in the teens, like a 12, a 13? Does Pittsburgh want to move up and take the quarterback 7? Is there anybody that loves the quarterback? Is there a receiver that people love that you want to move up and mortgage something for? That would be my first question. Because I'd love to move back and stockpile picks for the future. So that's even if Jermaine Johnson is there at 7, I think that's first and foremost. Now, if I can't do that, all right, well, let me ask you a couple questions. So 7, I've acquired my offensive lineman. Now I pick 7th.
Now you pick 7th.
Is Sauce Gardner there for me?
No.
Okay.
Do you consider Stingley at 7?
I'm not tipping my hand to anything of what I think will happen, but I'm not sure he's there at 7.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Are we talking Stingley to Houston at 3?
Listen, don't get in my mind.
I'm in your head right now,
baby. You get out of my head. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm just throwing it out there. Is there a chance that the Stingley in my mind is not there for the Giants at 7? Yes, that does exist. So Gardner is off the board. I can't trade back. Let me give you some names. You tell me if they are in fact there at 7.
Okay.
So Walker's got to be gone. Hutchinson's got to be gone. I've got my offensive lineman. I can't trade back. You tell me Gardner's also gone. Is Thibodeau there?
He is. Oh, now you have a. Now you're in a predicament.
I think that's probably what I would do. Because who else am I going to take?
Well, depending on, which position you're trying to address that. I mean, at that point, you're probably just taking best available.
The Giants need everything, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going best player available.
Yeah, you're gonna take the highest,
I'm obviously not taking an offensive lineman. I've done that. I got to assume if you tell me that I have the offensive lineman and you've moved up and you've taken Johnson and Gardner's gone, that Walker and Hutchinson are already gone. There's probably another offensive lineman on the board. Is there a team that wants? See, my first and foremost has to be I'm trying to trade back right there in that spot. That's what I have to look to do. If I can't, I've heard they don't love Thibodeau, but I guess that's the guy I'd go with because nobody else really makes sense.
No, see, that's what I thought was interesting. I told you, like Matt Miller has the Jets trading up because it sounds like from everything I've read that if Carolina could move back from 6, that they would want to move back from 6, is that Matt Miller has Jets jumping up from 10 to 6. And they actually have them taken. He hasn't taken Sauce Gardner at 6, just because I think he'd be. I think the Jets and Giants like a lot of the same players.
Well, so if there's fear these are two teams that need everything.
I know,
right?
But there's a fear. Like the reason why you go from 10 to 6 if Sauce is still on the board because you're afraid at 7, the Giants are would definitely
right,
take
but
Sauce
if you
Gardner.
If you take him, if you move up and you take him 6, and that leaves Jermaine Johnson for the Giants, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think they like Johnson. I think they'd be very comfortable taking him 7. But if you move up and if Gardner goes top 5,
yep.
Or I guess it would be top 4 if you're telling me the Giants are taking a lineman at 5. He goes top 4. Maybe the Giants go Stingley if he's there at 7. Maybe they do. RJ, tell me this gentleman's name in Israel so I don't botch it.
That is Yav.
We've had him on the show 4 different times.
Oh. I don't care if we've had him on every day of the week. I forget how to pronounce his name, and I don't want to embarrass him or me. Yav in Israel, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. I'm so excited for draft day. I couldn't sleep. I'm so nervous what the Giants are going to do. I'm agreeing what others have said with Dave. I think they should trade back because they're not going to pick quarterback this year, obviously. And next year, I think there's going to be 3 quarterbacks available in the first round. That's going to be very good. And you're going to gain some assets so you can trade up next year if you need to, because I think we're going to be middle-of-the-road team, 5-6 win, and we need to get assets for next year.
Well, couple things. I think that's what a lot of teams would like to do, because you look at next year's draft class. And
it feels like there might be a couple teams that want to do that and may actually be bad enough to make sure that happens.
Now, he says the Giants will be middle of the road with 5 or 6 wins. I don't think middle of the road is 5 or 6 wins. I think that's if you win 5 games, you gotta have a top 6 pick, no?
Yeah, you stink.
I mean, you've had an awful season. Lastly, and we'll take a break and come back, and big guest with big news. What's the time difference in Israel? Do you have any idea?
What is it? Gotta be. Is it 6?
I think it's probably more than 6, I would think. Is
I'll tell
8?
You right now.
All right. What time? So it's 6:30 right here, right now.
It's 1:30 p.m.
It's 1. So what is that? 7?
7 hours.
7 hours.
Wow,
so the
close.
Draft tonight for him is at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Welcome to our schedule.
Yeah. Welcome to our world, right?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Big news, Jazz hands! and I won't wait anymore. Now, I guess our big guest will join us at 7:35, but I think the news is so enormous that we tell you the news right now, and then we have this person at 7:35 just to explain a little of the nuances of the news, and then we get into the mock draft. How do you feel about that?
I think that would be the appropriate way to handle this.
All right, this is big, and I'm not just saying this is honestly big. How many times have you had someone come up to you, your app? I can't figure out the app. It's not working properly. I have to navigate through all these corridors just to get to your show. I don't love the app. How many times have you heard that?
Almost every day.
Well, my friend, that is now changing. Guess what? There is a brand new, beautiful app for ESPN New York. Not that music. More of an uplifting excitement music. Here's what you do. And I will tell you honestly, I downloaded the app, and you think it's fair to say that you and I combined have the technological advantages of no one, right? Like, we don't know anything going on.
Yeah, my children know how to use the iPad and things better than I do.
Here's what I'd like for you to do. Go to the App Store right now. I want to walk you through how easy this is, okay? Go to the App Store. Yes?
I'm in the App Store.
Okay, you ready? Now, everyone, you can follow along at home. Type in ESPN New York. And type in New York. Don't just write NY. ESPN New York.
Pops right up.
See where it says ESPN New York? You click on it and it says Good Karma Brands. That one?
I got ESPN New York Sports.
You know what?
Got it. ESPN New York, Good Karma Brands, Get.
Okay. So get that. Download that. Now, I know you're going to get that circle. It's already rolling.
It's installing as we speak. Yep.
Okay. So once it's installed, how easy has this been so far?
It could not be easier.
Now, let me just explain to you. Once you get into the app, right away, it starts playing the station. That's it. You get in, plays the station. I'm going to go into it right now. Although, let me lower my audio because otherwise this will be a disaster. So, you have Listen Live, which is gorgeous. You have Draft Central. You have DiPietro and Rothenberg. You have the Michael Kay Show. You have ENN gets its own separate little window there. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Greeny, Anita, ESPN New York Tonight. I guess my Saturday show gets its own little nugget. Game Misconduct, Flight Deck, Breaking Blue, Caught Offside. Are you in it right now?
I'm in it.
And how gorgeous is it?
It's gorgeous.
It's so easy. It's almost as if they got together and said, we have technological morons on the station. We have Rothenberg. We have DiPietro. We have Kay. We have LaGreca. Help these guys navigate this, and that's what they've done. That's what they've done.
Where did the rest, just I'm asking for a friend, where did the rest of Carlin go in this picture?
There was some photoshopping, I think.
That's got to be the best photo he's ever taken.
It's a nice photo, yeah. But you're focusing on the wrong things.
Sorry.
You're focusing on the wrong things.
You know I have no attention span.
You really don't. And there's going to be new content all the time with this app.
This is so nice, too. I mean, you click on this is everything you want. You don't have to jump through any hoops.
It's gorgeous.
You get the name of the show. I'm going to the app the other day. It just says ESPN New York.
You couldn't find it. Now it is streamlined. It is beautiful. You got Draft Central, which is some new, innovative, interesting content. Our show, K Show, all of it right there at a fingertip. Here's what I would like. I would like you to do this immediately. Not you. You've done it. Do it immediately and then text or tweet us, and if you do not love it, I would be absolutely stunned.
Dave will give you your money back.
Yes. All the money you spend on the app, I will return it to you. And there you have it.
That's big news. You weren't lying.
I told you. Big news, jazz hands! I told you. Big, big news. Beautiful news. It's so easy now to listen to our show live or get the podcast. All right. Let's spend a couple of moments here and take a little listen to one Rich Cimini, 1-800-919-3776. We talked about this yesterday. It's now becoming a bigger topic around NFL circles. He was on the K-Show yesterday. What is going on with Mekhi Becton? Here's Samir.
I think Joe Douglas really wants to keep him and make it work. He drafted Mekhi. It was his first draft pick 2 years ago. It was 11th overall. So we're not talking about a bottom of the first round player, 11th pick overall. I don't think the coaching staff has fully embraced Mekhi. You know, they inherited him. He gets hurt last year. He was out of shape in training camp last year. Once he got hurt, you know, he ballooned up to 400 pounds, I was told.
Wow.
And so I don't think the coaching staff has embraced him. And so will they trade him over the next few days? I think it's unlikely. I mean, the NFL, you never say never because anybody can get traded at pretty much any minute. But I really think they want to try to see if they can make it work with Mekhi.
Here's what I would say. If it's not going to work, the worst thing you could possibly do is make a problem into a bigger problem. So if it's not going to work and you actually, the coaching staff, whoever, doesn't think that this guy is capable of being that elite left tackle, and there is someone out there that can be that guy, I think you have to admit your mistake and move on.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I agree with that. And it's, I mean, it'll be a bad look for Joe Douglas. But, I mean, if he hasn't done enough to earn the trust of the coaching staff, then, yeah, I can understand why they would want to move on.
And when would he? I mean, you said the other day you heard he was 420 pounds.
Yeah.
So what has he done to make that trust be earned by this coaching staff?
He hasn't done anything. He has not done anything. But again, this goes back to, I mean, you know, all of a sudden you're talking about a guy who at Louisville, there were the same concerns coming into the draft. And then he comes in his first year, and he's, I mean, you see the size of him, you see how physical he is, and you're like, wow, they made the right pick. And then what rears its ugly head? All those things, you know, the red flags that you heard prior to the draft all of a sudden start popping up. I mean, what do you expect to have happen, though? That's the thing that always boggles my mind. Like, you hear these, it's like when the Knicks took Kevin Knox. What was the knock on Kevin Knox?
Work ethic.
And his motor, right? Then all of a sudden he, you know, you draft him in the first round, he's a New York Knick, oh, we'll fix him. You know, we can make it work, and guess what happens? Well, it doesn't work. That's who he is. Like, all these teams think, yeah, once he gets in our building with, you know, with our coaching staff, you know, we'll...
But people always think that, right? There are teams out there right now that probably think, boy, if I could get my hands on a guy like Mekhi Becton or Kadarius Toney, what I could do with them.
Yeah, but, I mean, the reality of the situation, though, is you're the 11th overall pick, and all of a sudden you got a big bag of cash. Is that going to make you work harder, or is that just going to accentuate who you are?
No, I think what we've seen from him, some guys it does. Some guys, you know, it's like, I've been paid. There's so many doubts around me, and now watch what I'm able to do. With him, that has not happened.
Yeah, but how many, like, I could understand that if you were, like, you know, a guy that was supposed to go in the, you know, the top five, and, you know, you're sitting there in the green room, and it's team after team after team just keeps passing on you. And it's like, oh, I understand that. Like, okay. That's the wake-up call. Like, you know, I have to turn things around. Like, I'll use all these teams passing on me as fuel, as motivation. Guy was the 11th overall pick, man.
Listen, I know, but I know better than anyone also that rather than hold on to a problem and exacerbate it, you need to move on and cut ties when that's the appropriate time to do it.
Yeah, that's why I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens here.
Very interesting.
At four.
Very,
because that'll dictate. I mean, if the guy that they like is sitting there, they have a real choice to be. Because Joe Douglas, that's what he would want.
I mean, in a perfect world, you keep Becton and you draft elsewhere. But yep. I don't know that that's the situation you're in right now. You should see the tweets that I'm receiving on the app. I mean, AJ Martinez, just fire emojis. Dean Rizzo, this is 100% more efficient than the regular ESPN app. Brian D., beautiful app. Biblioteca School of Technology. This is beyond beautiful news and very well deserved. ESPN Radio fan, app is great. It's about time. This is not nice. Steve DiMuerto, download the app. Is my only issue is I have to now see Dave's face twice on the same screen. That seems mean. Jen P, done. Downloaded. Now I can easily listen once I get in and out of my car. Most of all time, new app, fire. So people love it. I told you.
There's only one person at the station that could potentially screw this whole thing up or find a way to screw it up. Yeah, I think we all know who that is.
One person that could screw up the app?
Or maybe the app is just so good that this one person couldn't screw it up.
You mean getting to it, or you mean, what do you mean specifically?
No, I just mean somehow foobarring the whole thing. And that is
I think I know who you mean.
That is one Ty Butler.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Because like a show ends, Ty's getting ready to podcast, and all he can think about is how am I going to get every 45-pound plate on the leg press machine? And then set up the tripod and everything else to film myself doing calf raises that I call squats.
In socks.
Because he's got flat feet. Because you know why? Because he's embarrassed wearing his karate shoes to the gym. That's what it is.
He's embarrassed to wear his karate shoes to the gym, but he's not embarrassed to set up a tripod and videotape his exercises?
Yeah, people must walk up to him like, oh, this guy must be like a fitness trainer or something.
Well, they probably think he's like doing YouTube training sessions, no?
I would imagine. Why else would you have your tripod filming yourself?
I have no idea. All right. So the app is up and running. People, download it. Listen to it. Let us know what you think at hdumpty39 at Rothenberg ESPN. All right. Now it's time for something you've fallen in love with. You can listen on the radio. You can listen on the app. You can listen anywhere you like. And that is Knobservation.
If you say something like this...
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this...
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are Knobservations.
And they're brought to you by Jack Pocket. So we begin here. I'm going to let you choose your own adventure. You want to start with Tom Brady, Jerry Jones, or Zach Wilson?
Ooh. They're all knobbish behavior.
Yeah, not all of the same degree. I would say the Wilson one's more informative. Jerry's more comical knob nature, and Tom is just outright knobbish.
I think we should start off with the outright knobbish, no?
Yeah, I'd like to hear what Jerry Jones has to offer, but the outright knobbish, I think, would be probably the way to go.
All right, well, Tom was on ESPN Plus's Man in the Arena, episode 10, and he was asked to kind of look back on when he was a free agent, and we all heard the reports, right? There were like one, maybe two teams that were interested that actually reached out to him. And not surprisingly, probably, that rubbed Tom the wrong way.
Unless you got one of the probably top few guys, I would be expecting people to be interested. In my mind, I'm thinking, if you're another team and you're not interested in having me as your quarterback, like, what the f*** is wrong with you?
Wow.
It's not wrong.
He is supremely confident, man.
Well, I mean, listen, he is phenomenal, but my God, can we talk about how great he is? Do we need to hear him discuss how great he is?
Yeah, but as a Niners fan, I asked myself that question. What was?
And you should.
What was?
And
the,
you should be asking yourself that question.
Bleeping wrong with us?
Ah, you guys, listen. You got a Jimmy Garoppolo on the mend, and Trey Lance, you're good.
We're gonna run the rare two quarterback system.
Yep.
We're gonna put them both out there at once.
And then Debo, if you keep him.
If you have Debo. Yeah. Could you if you go Trey Lance without Debo Samuel?
That's the other thing that makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to me. Because, yeah, I mean, you, the last thing you want is Trey Lance to be. I mean, he has to be good with how much you gave up for him. Has to be.
So that transitions us nicely. We'll get to Jerry. But, again, this is more informative. But Zach Wilson was asked about Debo. And how would you feel if he were to join you?
Right. I mean, obviously, Debo is a great player. I mean, there's definitely no hesitation there. I mean, of course, you know, anyone I think those guys are going to bring in that free agency market would be obviously a benefit for us. I mean, depending on what we have to give up or whatever, I mean, that's not up to me. So, you know, I guess all I can say is I really just trust what Jody and those guys are thinking about. And, you know, whatever decision they happen to make there, I'm going to be happy with it.
Jody's a heck of a nickname in this town.
Oh, they're saying Jody.
Sounds like it. Dave, you brought up Jerry, and this has our own Raymond Santiago very upset. So Jerry, a couple days ago,
which makes it worthwhile just in its own right,
he was asked about the age old question: who in the war room is actually making the calls, turning in the draft cards?
There's a lot of talk in this business about who makes the call. Taco was Steven's call. Carson is my call.
That's not that funny to me.
So Taco is Taco Charlton.
How about that? Just taking huge shots at him, huh?
Yeah, well, he's still in the league, too. It's not like he's just gone. He was the 28th pick in 2017. He's on his fifth team in six seasons. Hasn't worked out too well. Also was selected two spots before TJ Watt. So Taco responded on Twitter and quote tweeted it, and it was just a meme of Woody Harrelson wiping away his tears with piles of money, which I feel like is an appropriate response.
I got to be honest. I could listen to Jerry Jones speak daily.
Well, it's so good because it's so bad.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so because he always takes his foot and puts it right into his mouth.
I think the beauty of it. If you allowed him to, I think he would speak daily.
I think he does.
He would love to have a daily outlet.
How many? Doesn't he do two radio shows in Dallas?
He does multiple radio shows. What did he say the other day, Santiago, when he was standing like up above all those people? Said, "You're my people,
subjects,
my subjects."
He stood above them all and said, "Ah, my subjects." Jerry loves it. He eats all of this stuff.
You mean this?
My subjects.
That's so good.
You know the most grotesque thing is. I'm sure everyone listening is like, oh, this guy. And yet, Jerry, you're so funny. Because everyone wants a scoop. Everyone wants a little bit of information. So they just placate this guy. Jerry, you're so wise and so comical.
The uncomfortable laughter of the beat writers every time they gather around him is one of the most annoying things about it. It really is.
It's grotesque.
Subjects.
I'll get my credential taken away if I don't laugh. So... I'll ask you this, and then we'll answer it with a story squeezed in between, because I want you to think about it. There was a poll taken in the NHL Players Association. The player you'd most like to play with on your team, but most hate to play against. Who might that be?
What sport are we in here?
Hockey.
So you most want on your team, but you... All right, Tom Wilson.
Did you not hear the directions?
I got very excited. I'm sorry.
He doesn't pay attention to you. He has no respect for you.
No, I'm getting so many nice tweets about how much they love the app and people are loving it. Somebody wrote to me, it's the Lawrence Taylor of apps.
So Wilson's not the answer. He finished third.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Right, so then what do you get?
Lawrence Taylor!
The little ball of hate, Marshawn.
Yep, it is Marshawn.
Yes.
26%.
This is why
I thought we weren't playing
show.
Now.
We already went
this
down
is
the
why
road.
I should have the hockey show and Dave should.
We already went down the road.
It's a disgrace.
The Cars are
not. It's not like I picked the 37th guy. I got three.
And
it's a disgrace.
McDavid was two. We already sent the car.
That surprises me.
We sent the car careening into the ravine. We may as well pay off the tees. So.
All right, I'm done. I'm out.
Kevin Durant, we didn't talk about this. He had himself a day after being knocked out of the playoffs. Pictures of Charles Barkley's teammates on the Rockets referring to criticism on Twitter as, quote, an army of producers against the God. I guess he's the God. Kind of on brand, though, right? I mean, remember when the Oklahoma City newspaper had to apologize for a headline about him?
And, he's very sensitive.
I mean, he left Oklahoma City because Draymond Green essentially was mean to him at a time.
Shut up, forget you baby.
But you're missing the main part of the story. Forget being sensitive against the God.
He's the God.
He considers himself to be the God.
Come on, man.
Yeah. By the way,
I understand Tom Brady saying what he said. I mean, I don't know if you love it, but I understand why he said it. But I mean, Kevin Durant, the God. Come on.
After what you just did, that was anything but godlike, wasn't it?
Please.
Feels like a shot against all the LeBron stuff. You know, what's a king to a God?
I'm sorry. LeBron James is way better than Kevin Durant.
What's a god to a non-believer, Dave?
Nice quote.
The atheist. I'm an atheist then, if he's a god.
That's from a song. So, anyways, we move on to the Florida portion, or not Florida portion of the program.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
The man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Huh? Why are you naked?
We might only be moments away from Dave referring to us as...
our subjects.
No, I'm
that's
done.
How he feels.
I've completely checked out. So we'll do sports talk. We'll go through the motions.
Because you think you're above us.
Maybe so. Maybe I do.
All right. So this was sent. You guys may have even seen this, but it was sent to me by so many people that I feel like I have to do it. So big day, wedding day. Bride, her husband, wedding caterer, going through the process of the day. What you don't expect is. For your caterer to be arrested at the end of the day.
Oh, no.
Because so many people in real time were getting sick at the reception. So they do some investigating. And by the end of the night, I'm guessing people had gone home. But by the end of the night, they had found that marijuana was laced in the lasagna.
Was this intentional?
It was.
Was this intentional? No,
what
accidental.
Do you mean? It could an eight ball could just accidentally drop right in? No,
how does it go to an eight ball?
Yeah, I don't think have eight balls of marijuana.
I don't know.
Those are different things.
I'm not like record
kind of,
where I have.
What kind of party are you having?
Escalated quickly.
My goodness.
An eighth, an ounce. What do we call it? A dime bag?
What, like that kind of party?
What are we talking about here?
No, it's amazing you picked up the vernacular so quickly.
Yeah, I know. as he hides his drug scale.
I meant a syringe of marijuana. So several guests become sick, and what they do is they start testing everything for different chemicals. They test the glassware, the plates, railings. They want to know what happened. Finally, they start testing the food. And this is a direct quote from the article.
They tested the food after the glassware?
The lasagna tested positive for THC. So I ask you, did this happen in Florida?
Firstly, it has to be. Secondly, I have so many questions about this story.
I have questions about you after this segment.
Why?
Eight balls, dime bags.
I have knowledge of many things. What do you want me to tell you?
All right.
Hey, Paul, what do you call it? I don't know. You mean dime bags, ounces, eights?
Oh, you would be the perfect narc. We sent you out to the corner. Hey, boys, can I get a dime bag of an eight ball?
I'm not a cop, I swear.
Yeah. I'm saying definitely. This has to be. I want this to be Florida so bad.
And please tell me it's like the Tampa area, please.
Raymond?
I definitely feel like it's Florida. Like Dave, I have a lot of questions.
It is Florida.
Yes.
And apparently this is a real place that Rick will probably get dumped for. Longwood, Florida.
Nice.
Which is apparently also a real place.
Real place.
So like, Florida. What? The lasagna? What? Why?
All the food.
They're trying to ramp it up. Dave has a good time.
Was it just the lasagna? Was it the dessert?
He says just the lasagna. Now, what I don't understand is, maybe I just don't have the knowledge of some people.
I don't buy that.
But if you eat marijuana, now you just become violently ill?
Well, you don't know how much you don't know what you're eating.
Yeah. So you think they put an ounce in there?
Well, you don't a couple dime bags maybe? No, I don't think you don't put the actual. It's not like they don't put the marijuana in. Like it's.
Rumor has it they had dime bags as parting gifts on the way out.
Can you imagine that? You walk out of the wedding
right in the centerpiece.
Instead of like, oh, you get warm chocolate chip cookies, which you can have cookies or you can have an ounce of marijuana.
Yeah, instead of the donut wall like at Dave's bar at the bar mitzvah, you have a dime bag wall.
You know what? That would have been a big conversation on the station the next day.
Yeah, I would think so.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.